Republican State Representative Ray Rodriguez of Estero says the state needs to put rules in place for fracking before any actually takes place in the state.
If we do this now in Florida, then we will always know what chemicals have been put into our ground. And I think that's a sensible way to safeguard our environment.
Stephanie Kunkel, a lobbyist with Clean Water Action, says in theory the law is a good idea, but her group is concerned putting that in place would invite fracking, which she argues is bad for the environment. Kunkel also says the bill's disclosure rules aren't tough enough. She says the bill only requires a company to disclose which chemicals it's using, not how much of them.
So we don't know whether it's a milligram or 100,000 gallons of a harmful chemical that is being put into the ground near our potable water supplies.
The Fort Myers News Press has reported that companies have shown an interest in fracking in Southwest Florida, possibly near the Sunnyland Trend. However, there are currently no fracking sites in Florida. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.